panel of experts recently announced that the presence of mercury in vaccines is not contributing to the rise in childhood autism. But many advocates for children's health have rejected that conclusion from a group affiliated with the National Academy of Sciences. Commentator David Ropeek says it's an example of people deciding prematurely what's too big a risk.
More children are being diagnosed with autism, but at least it now appears that vaccines are not the cause. So how come some people don't think it's good news that there is no connection between vaccines and autism? Could it be that some of the advocates for children's health are more set on being right than giving the facts a fair hearing? It's actually pretty common when it comes to risks. We make up our minds about what it's going to take to protect ourselves and then stubbornly resist information that challenges those beliefs. The result of thinking that way, however, can actually be bad for our health. Consider, for example, the new idea in the world of environmental risks called hormesis. That's simply the idea that many things that are bad for us at higher doses may be good for us at low ones. Think about aspirin, vitamins, sunshine, or even water. In excess, they're all lethal, but at low doses, they're all good for us. Professor Edward Calabrese of the University of Massachusetts, who came up with the hormesis idea, reviewed thousands of studies that were focused on finding out what's bad for us. He saw a pattern in those studies the original research has apparently overlooked. Calabrese discovered that the original research, looking for the negative effects, overlooked evidence of the positive. One recent study in a respected scientific journal reported that at low doses, DDT actually reduces the incidence of liver cancer in rats. Safe to say we're not all going to rush down to the drugstore to get our weekly dose of DDT. We've made up our minds it's a bad thing, and it may well be in many ways. But we're not likely to listen to any evidence that suggests that in some ways it might actually be good for us. But warning, a closed mind may be dangerous to your health. There are kids at risk from preventable diseases because their parents have made up their minds about vaccines and autism and won't have their children vaccinated. Roughly 5,000 Americans a year die from food poisoning, and many of those deaths might be prevented by using radiation to kill germs in food. But many Americans have made up their minds that any use of radiation is dangerous and just won't listen to the overwhelming evidence that this use of it is safe. We have to think more carefully about risks and keep our minds open, because as valid as our feelings are, sometimes they might make things worse, not better.
David Ropeek is the communications director at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.